We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of wines, available at KE Cellars in Tyler and Lindale, at the Keepersall Winery at the Keepersall Estates, at Fresh by Brookshire's in Tyler, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. At this writing, the government is shut down. Shut down is in quotes, because the government's not really shut down. Congress and their staffs are still at work and getting paid. The same for the staff at the White House. Underpaid though he is, given the blarney he's forced to go say with a straight face, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney is still getting his paycheck. The military's still functioning and service members are still on the payroll. If you are on an extension for filing your taxes, that extension runs out Tuesday the 15th. And you're still expected to file, suggesting that someone is at home at the IRS Service Center in Austin to accept the incoming mail. By an overwhelming margin, most people are going about their daily lives utterly unaffected by the government shutdown. And while I have sympathy for those government workers who've been labeled non-essential and who are now on unpaid, unscheduled holiday, it does bring to mind the idea that maybe we don't need every last one of the nearly 2.87 million civilian employees on the federal payroll. But be that as it may, the mainstream media is in a complete tizzy over the shutdown. It's front page, top of the fold, lead item stuff everywhere you look. And the recurring theme in most of that reporting is, who is to blame? Read, House Republicans and or the Tea Party. Much is being written and said about Republican tactics as they pertain to the impasse over passing a continuing resolution to keep the government running. Many, even on the right, suggest that so-called Tea Party Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz overplayed the hand and engaged in political grandstanding that ultimately will damage the GOP. It's a virtual hyperbole fest among Democrats. Take, for example, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who characterized Republicans as extortionists and anarchists and accused them of negotiating with a suicide vest strapped to their chests. There's much opinion and analysis coming and concerning how much damage the Republicans have supposedly done to themselves. The lefties at MSNBC are positively giddy. What you will not hear, however, is anyone in the mainstream media saying that making a policy demand as government funding is about to run out is a perfectly legitimate prerogative of elected legislators. Nowhere will you hear the talking heads of the MSM suggesting that opposition to Obamacare, a law that is reneging on every one of its key promises, that was passed without a single Republican vote, and that has never enjoyed majority public support, is principled opposition. You will not hear it said that Republicans who are using the occasion of deliberating a continuing budget resolution as leverage to modify Obamacare are doing exactly what they promised their voters they would do. None of the analysis that you read or hear will examine the idea that if House Republicans forfeit the leverage they have as it pertains to the continuing resolution and the looming debt ceiling, they run the risk of inviting primary challengers. You will never hear or read a report that says if the Senate had not gone 4 years without passing a budget, only to pass a budget in March so far removed from the House version as to be a political impossibility, we might not be at this impasse to begin with. You will not hear it said that Republicans in the end conceded on nearly every point, save for the exemption from Obamacare currently enjoyed by members of Congress and their staffs. As we said earlier this week, at that point the issue quit being political and instead became one of morality. Except for talk radio, conservative opinion websites, the primetime shows on Fox News, and right here, you likely will not hear any of these things said, but they are all indisputably true. That's my word, what's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. You might recall back in 2008 and 2009 when I was raving about the 2006 vintages of wines then being released by the Keepersall Winery. Red wine drinker that I am, I was a huge fan of the 2006 Merlot, and I went positively nuts over the 2006 Cabernet. Little did I then know what was to come. The Keepersall Winery has just released the 2009 Keepersall Estates Merlot, and it proves my thesis that the Keepersall Winery just keeps getting better. The Merlot Merlot joins the 2009 Keepersall Cabernet and the 2009 Keepersall Syrah in my red wine trifecta. We are promised a lovely weekend starting tomorrow, so I say do this. Go visit the Keepersall Winery on Keepersall Estates and try the 2009 Merlot for yourself. The nominal $1 tasting fee, of course, is on me. Grab a bottle or a glass, sit out on the deck, revel in the fall air, and enjoy a moment of gracious living. South on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge. Look for the gate to come up on your left and then follow the signs. Learn more at keepersall.com.